Welcome to Start Writing Quick Vocabulary. Less than 5 minutes if you listen to double speed.
The first word is vanguard. It means located in the vanguard or advanced. It's an adjective.
Right. Opportunities now exist for vanguard companies in a variety of industries, especially other financial service businesses and retailing. So this is vanguard. It's an adjective and is located in the vanguard, advanced.
So, and by the way, this is V-A-N-W-A-R-D, and it's just like forward, except van is a different way of saying front.
Ah.
And an interesting connection is the French avant-garde is the same, like avant has V-A-N in it, right? Like frontward.
Yeah.
The front guard, the vanguard. So if you're in the direction of the vanguard, you're vanward.
Huh. Interesting.
The next word is lugubrious.
Oh, geez.
It's
that's
an
a good
adjective
word.
That's fun to say. Lugubrious means mournful, especially exaggerated or affectedly mournful or dismal.
So here's the interesting thing, right? Disney's Meet the Robinsons, there's a kid who is very lugubrious and they call him Goob.
That's great. Yeah. Did they say his full name or why?
I don't remember, but I do remember they called him Goob.
That's great.
So, all right. Most of the interviewees talk in the lugubrious tones of the defeated. We all know the story ends badly. Lugubrious. It's an adjective. Mournful, especially exaggerated or effectively mournful, dismal.
So the Latin word lugere is to mourn, and lugubrious comes from lugere. Yeah, that's it. The next word is cadre. Cadre. Cadre is a noun meaning a nucleus or core group, especially of trained personnel. It also can mean a cell of indoctrinated leaders active in promoting the interests of a revolutionary party. A cadre can also be a member of a cadre or a framework.
As John Gruden continues to build his coaching staff, his latest hire fits right in with the cadre of football minds with whom Gruden has had extensive experience. As cadre, it's a noun, the nucleus or core group, especially if trained professionals able to assume control and train others broadly. A group of people having some unifying relationship. A cell of indoctrinated leaders active in promoting the interests of a revolutionary party. A member of a cadre. Framework.
So there's a Latin word, quadrum, which you'll recognize quad from. Quadrum means a square, and that eventually became cadre, which meant the frame of a picture.
Ah, that's why it's framework.
Yeah.
So
the framing, I guess this is like a...
Yeah. Suddenly it all makes sense. That's it?
The next word is yeg. It's a noun. It's spelled Y-E-G-G, yeg. And it's one that breaks open safes to steal. It's a safe cracker or a robber.
There you go. All right. The cops grabbed him and another yeg for the Pennsylvania store burglary. As yeg, it's a noun. It's one that breaks open safes to steal. Safe cracker, also robber. I wonder what the time period is on this word. Do you get that in there?
Yeah. 1899.
Oh, okay. So this is late 17th century, early 19th century this is being used?
Okay. So in 1899, there was a letter drafted in which a man warned other thieves, saying, "Don't rob this bank because the American Bankers Association is too tough for poor grafters." Like it's saying, these banks are too hard, don't mess with them. And it was apparently signed by a man named John Yeg. Y-E-G-G. So this became a term for a man who was a bank robber or a safecracker, like the signer of this infamous letter.
Right.
And it's... So you'll hear that he was a yeg, but it's also a yeg man.
Ah.
Anyway. That's the story right there.
Every once in a while, you get to, like a really weird etymology, yeah. And that's one of them.
The next word is hashur. No, hashur. Emphasis on the second syllable. Hashur is a verb to denote surfaces in relief, as on a map, by shading with short lines drawn in the direction of slope. Hashur.
Topographic surveys were done for the first time with compasses, and map makers developed new methods for depicting terrain. One method, called hashuring, used lines to indicate the direction and steepness of a slope. That is hashur. It's a verb to denote surfaces in relief, as on a map, by shading with short lines drawn in the direction of slope.
Oh, French from hasher, to chop up or hash.
There you go.
Hash.
Oh, hashur.
Hashur.
Yeah, hash marks.
Yeah.
Cross hatching.
Yep. Okay. Case closed.
All right. Thanks for listening.